Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate a feast that in the minds of many people doesn't really have a lot of relevance because people don't recognize the reality of the angels. Even though in scripture the angels are mentioned more than 300 times and their work is praised in many different ways. People think, they're not real because you can't see them. Of course, the foolishness of that would be the same as to assume that radio waves and microwaves aren't real because, you can't see them either. That doesn't make any sense. The angels are made very real in Scripture. Who they are and what they're about. They're mysterious, yet at the same time, the reality of them is very clear. And yes, I know that some scripture scholars say that, the angels are only literary devices. Well, some scripture scholars teach other heresies as well. Today, we celebrate the three angels whose names are actually known from Scripture. Saint Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. And to deny the angels would be as foolish as denying Satan because he's a fallen angel. Our Lord himself, told us that he saw Satan falling from the sky, losing his place in heaven. Being cast out. We heard the same thing in the first reading today, that war broke out in heaven and Michael and his angels battled against Satan and his angels. Michael, whose name means who is like unto God, throws Satan out, who said, I will not serve. So we see exactly in the angelic world what's happening in our own. It's a choice for us whether we're going to serve God or not. If we want to serve ourselves, then we'll say, who's like unto me? But that's not what the good angels did. That's what Satan said. I will not serve. I'm not going to serve this little baby. I'm greater than this woman who you want to make my queen, and I will not serve. Michael, when he looked at the mysteries of God, was able to say, who is like unto God? Who do you think you are, Satan, that you know better than God? And it was within the power of that act of faith, that he was able to cast Satan out. It's the same for us. With the help of the angels, whom we can call upon, whom we can pray to, whom we can ask for help, we too can overcome Satan. By ourselves, there's no way. The name Satan means accuser. Again, it's what we heard in the first reading. The accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accuse them before our God. And it's what he still does. But God has given us the angels to help us. And they help us in ways that we'll never know. because we don't see them.
And
we pay no attention. Therefore, you know, we need to learn to call upon the angels. That's what they're there for. They worship God day and night, but, you know, they're at our disposal as well. And they are, as we hear in the book of Daniel, you know, thousands upon thousands and myriads upon myriads of angels. No one knows, you know, just how many there are. But each of those angels, you know, simply waits to do the bidding of God. And we can call upon each of them. And Our Lady is their queen, and they'll do whatever she asks. So let us call upon the angels and learn that this battle that's going on around us is for our souls, and that it's very real, just as real, in fact, as all of us sitting here. Satan wants our souls, and so does God. God has given us all the help necessary, you know, to be able to ward off Satan and all of the fallen angels. We have to make the choice to call upon them, to avail ourselves of the help that God has given to us. We can call upon these three angels whose names we know, but we can also call upon our own personal guardian angel, or any number of angels. They will help us, protect us, and fight for us against Satan and all his minions.